We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hockensmith back here. We are still talking Penn State basketball. We just got off the phone with Patrick Chambers. Jeff Brown is with us now. He's here usually to talk some Penn State hoops with us. It is your daily dose of optimism. Jeff, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much. Although I think you probably got a lot of optimism from Patrick.
Not as much as we get from you. No, he's it was good to have him on to assess, you know, namely we started, obviously, you lose on the road to Purdue. No moral victories anymore, he said about that. But I do think that, I don't know if from a resume standpoint, from a fueling the NCAA tournament positioning standpoint, there was good necessarily, not bad. But I think just from a team standpoint, to not play your best basketball and still be in a position to win against the number six team in the country.
I was about to say that. I hate to disagree with Patrick because he knows way more about the situation than I do. But I thought it was a moral victory. Now, that's certainly not going to get you into the tournament. But, you know, to go there, to lose by 3 points, to, and many points of the game, outplay Purdue, I thought they were the more aggressive team throughout the evening. Purdue, to me, between home court advantage and Penn State's spotty foul shot shooting, that was probably the difference in the game. You give a team 3 or 4 points for being the home team, and you got yourself a tire, you got yourself a victory. So this was the game I didn't think they'd win, and they didn't. But I certainly believe they can finish the season strong, and I think they're going to do some damage in the tournament.
Yeah, I think you just can't have, you know, in situations where there's foul trouble and you're tapping into your bench a little bit more than you want, you just can't have, you know, multiple minute lapses of any kind, because teams like this will take advantage. But the thing that I feel like is in play here is that home, away, whatever, Penn State's formula, who they want to be, what they want to do, harassing you defensively, it travels. It goes everywhere. And you saw it again in this one.
Well, look at Jamari Wheeler. You know, they put him in, and all of a sudden, yeah, you know, he's got, what, two steals in a minute and a half or 2 minutes or something like that. I don't think this is a team that anybody wants to play. And maybe I am sounding like a cheerleader, but look up and down the Big Ten. I think the only team that I would not enthusiastically give advantage to Penn State would be Michigan State, because of their depth and their physicality. I just don't think that Penn State matches up with them well at all. But you put those two teams last night, you know, on a neutral court, I think Penn State can win that game. I don't think Purdue is invincible by any stretch of the imagination. They lost to Wisconsin, for crying out loud, and I know Penn State did the same thing, but this is not a good Wisconsin team, and Penn State had no business losing that game. But, you know, you put these guys on a neutral floor, which you're going to do in Indianapolis in just a few weeks, and I think they've got a chance to beat anybody in the Big Ten, and on the proper day, everybody in the Big Ten.
Well, you know, style-wise, that just the matching up with Penn State is hard. So you mentioned, you know, teams that are deeper and more physical are going to have, you know, a couple little advantages there. But if you do get into a tournament situation, you've seen a lot of times where teams are a lot less talented than Penn State is, that they make some noise in the tournament because of the brand of basketball they play.
There is absolutely no reason at this point for Penn State not to be in the tournament. But if they are not, for whatever reason, and I understand there's some really bad losses on the resume, if they get into the NIT tournament, I think they can go all the way in the NIT tournament.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair to say. And I think what you're seeing right now is conflicting takes on where Penn State is relative to the NCAA tournament. They're either on the bubble. I think that they've got to take care of business down the stretch here. They've got to not fall flat in the Big Ten tournament. But if they maintain what they're doing, I think they are on the trajectory to getting in. I think that a lot of people can agree with that.
They cannot lose again in the regular season, and I think they've got to get at least two wins in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, and judging by the way things are going, that's not out of the realm of possibility. Six out of eight they've won. The two games that they lost were on the road to the two top ten teams, Purdue and Michigan State. And they did it in a way that they competed in those games. So I think that, you know, it kind of comes down to what the NCAA, what the committee is looking for. Are you able to divide the season in two and say, you know what, Penn State isn't the same team now that they were back then? I think that they might be able to do that. I think that a lot of the measurable stuff, Penn State, it bodes well for them on that front too, RPI and Ken Pom and that kind of thing.
I would hope they look back at the Ohio State series. I mean, to go to Columbus and come away with that win, and yeah, they did it with a last-second bank three-point shot. But they were up, what, 13, 16 points, something like that in that game. And then to do what they did to Ohio State last week, I mean, you and I have talked at least two or three different times about what happens when this team puts it all together. We've seen great post play, but they couldn't shoot the three. They've been shooting the three or getting great penetration, but they weren't playing great defense. We've said, what happens when this team puts it all together? Well, any of the 10,000-plus who were there to watch the Ohio State game saw exactly what's going to happen if they all put it together at the same time. It was such a fun game to watch, but an unbelievable game to watch. I mean, there were times I looked around and just said, there is no way they can be up this many on this team. But they were, and that's because everybody was playing at their potential.
And, you know, one of the things about that is that they do jump out to a lead. And anybody who was in the arena or watching on TV thinking and waiting for the other shoe to drop, this was an opportunity that Penn State took advantage of. And they didn't give them what they were looking for. They stayed on the gas pedal, and they win by 23 points.
I'm really looking forward to the Michigan game. They have built some great momentum this year. They have come up big in games where there were a lot of people watching. It was so exciting and so electric in that in the Bryce Jordan Center against Ohio State. And anybody who was there, I can't imagine them saying, no, I don't think I'll come out and watch Michigan. So I think they're going to have a huge crowd again. And I do think Michigan is a team that Penn State can handle as long as they are playing well and doing their own jobs.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Talking some more Penn State hoops with our good buddy Jeff Brown. You know, I mentioned, you know, talking to Patrick a little bit earlier in the show. He talked about the significance of that home crowd and really, you know, the ability to bring that kind of crowd back. Obviously, high leverage games will get the job done, but also playing this brand of basketball that is fun to watch. It's a place to be, I think, when Penn State's running well like they are right now.
It is, and the cool thing is they started this thing about halfway through the season where they asked the fans to stand up at the beginning of the game and not sit down until the opposing team has scored a point. And that's kind of tough to do. If you even the Ohio State game last week, I looked up in the stands at about, 12 minutes or so before tip-off, and there weren't a lot of people in the stands. And I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? But it's all the season ticket holders, and they did eventually all come in. But they're a tough crowd to motivate. And now that we've done this three or four times, I don't really have to motivate them anymore. You know, they're all, you know, half of them are standing up already when it comes time to tell everybody to stand up. So they're getting into it. This is the basketball team they've been wanting for years. And it's kind of a shame that there's only one home game left to sit and enjoy it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to beat the top 10 team the way that they beat them, to have that atmosphere there, it really, in a lot of ways, it feels like a corner is being turned right now in a lot of different ways with the program. And you know, the crazy thing is, though, they haven't built up enough emotional stock with people to be able to disappear and to be able to struggle and still have fans coming out. They have to keep winning games.
Exactly. But I can't help but think that these guys are going to sit down after the season is over, and they're going to look at the Rider game and the Northwestern game and the Minnesota game and Wisconsin and just say, oh, my God, we could have had a magical season. Yeah, but we needed to focus more. We needed to play harder at times. We needed to be smarter at times. And if the NBA doesn't screw this up, which is kind of scaring me at this point, but if the NBA doesn't screw it up and all these guys come back with the recruits that are coming in as well, I think they now understand how to win, and they now understand what has to go into winning, which is going to make them very dangerous in the tournament and very dangerous next year.
Yeah, I think the growth factor, this was something that Pat said earlier too, was, you know, I think finishing is something that just was not there for them. You know, and all those games are examples of that. But then on the road against Purdue, you lose the game, but I think the finish was not an issue there. I think that's one area where, you know, all at once they've learned. And we'll see what happens with that, but I don't think that issue that was against Rider, Northwestern, and those Maryland, those kinds of games, it doesn't seem to really be an issue anymore.
Well, between the two Ohio State games and the Purdue game, these guys at least have learned we can play with the big boys, and the big boys can be afraid of us. And that couldn't be said for a lot of Penn State basketball teams in the past. But now I can't help but think they've got a feel, even though they lost, that, you know, look what we did here in their building. And let's get them to a neutral court and see what can happen.
Home for one more game, Michigan senior night. Is that in the neighborhood of a must-win game here? Are you think that Penn State needs to win out? These are two tricky games coming up.
They have to. I don't think there's any doubt. If they want to be in the NCAA tournament, they have to win these last two, and they have to win, I'm saying two. Maybe they could skirt by with one in the Big Ten tournament, but I think they have to win four in a row from here on out. Now, you get to the NIT, given where these guys have not been in the last few years, I would be happy with an NIT bid. But, you know, everybody wants to be in the big show. So, yeah, it's a must-win on Wednesday. Oh, my God, I can't even think.
Losing
right
track
now.
Of time. Wednesday.
Yeah.
Nebraska on the road on Sunday, and then the Big Ten tournament up in New York City starts Wednesday, February 28th. I think there's opportunity for some pain for Penn State fans, but there's opportunity for some gain here if they can keep doing what they're doing. That's Jeff Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Talking some Penn State hoops with us, as he usually does here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. That is it for this edition of the show. You can always check us out, this show and all kinds of others, at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. If you don't feel like using your web browser, download the Keystone Sports app. You should have done it already. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.